It's presidential primary day in New York State, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, New York's closed primary election process is creating a bit of confusion for some voters.
Board of Elections, Allison speaking.
Onondaga County elections officials say the questions have already started, with constant phone calls to their office from voters who want to know, why can't I vote in the presidential primary?
New York State is a closed primary state, so you vote the ballot of the party you belong to.
Onondaga County Republican Elections Commissioner Helen Kiggins-Walsh expects this closed system to be an issue today at the polls. She says, among other things, some voters didn't know they had to change their party registration last October in order to cast a ballot for a particular party on this primary day.
We had over 3,500 people change their parties since the cutoff who can't vote tomorrow, even though they think they can. And then a lot of people that, you know, they always vote Democrat or Republican, think they're enrolled in those parties when they're not. So they're going to show up and they're going to be sent away.
But who knew in October that both the races for the Democratic and Republican nominations would still be so hotly contested in mid-April when New York State holds its presidential primary? So because of the intense interest in these races, Onondaga County Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Zarni says it's simply best for voters who aren't quite sure of their status to go online and check it out.
They can go right to our website on gov.net/elections. They can look at their registration, see what party they're registered in, and call us at 315-435-VOTE, V-O-T-E, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions. If you do that before you go to the polls, you're better off.
Polls open in central and northern New York today at noon. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And if you're outside of Onondaga County, you can check your party registration and find your polling place at the State Board of Elections website at elections.ny.gov.